I think he's in by now. I know it was kind of a late night, but I'm sure he's working.
Probably riding high after a big win over the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning, man.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was just listening to you there a little bit and heard you're calling.
Well, congratulations on a season-opening win. You're 1-0.
How about that Tony Romo, huh?
Mm-hmm. How about him?
I told y'all he was a real deal. He deserves every bit of Hollywood trim he can get his undrafted hands on.
Well, he was spectacular.
And Mr. Fake Suicide made a hell of a grab there in the end zone, didn't he?
Don't call him that. That's
T.O.
Don't bring that up again.
Yeah, T.O., the player.
Right.
I'm damn excited. Damn hell excited. We're rowdy, proud, and loud.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, and I know that my excitement is contagious. And let's see if I can get this right here. I've got a little I've patched through here, and I've got Wade Phillips on the line. Wade is kind of our you know, football idiot savant.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little like Lenny from Of Mice and Men, but he wins, and that's what I want and everything. And I'm really trying to sell him to the Cowboy fans, so I got Wade on the phone here. Wade, can you hear us?
Morning, Jared.
All right, Wade. First of all, congratulations on that win. I'm proud of you.
Well, thanks, Jerry. It was a good win, and I'm hungry. I want some candy.
All right, Wade, hold on. We'll get you some breakfast here in just a moment. But first, kind of tell everyone your thoughts on the game.
Well, pancakes are good. I like pancakes. You have pancakes, Jerry? Is there a cafeteria around here?
Wait, if we could, just kind of talk about the game. We're actually on. Remember how I told you we were going to be on the radio? That's that little small box that magic voices come out of. That's
mm-hmm.
what you called it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, we're on the radio now, so I'm trying to talk about the game here with you. So, by the way, what's with the weird way you were wearing your headset? It made you look a little special on the sidelines.
Well, Jerry, I am special. How many people you know can coach an NFL team with a 64-point IQ?
All right, let's not release those numbers.
Come on.
Let's not release those numbers.
My feet smell like cheese, Jerry.
Okay, stay with me. Stay with me, Wade. Come back
right.
here. Come back to me. All
okay.
right. Now, I know you billed yourself as Mr. Fix-It,
mm-hmm.
but after yesterday and seeing the defense, it's more like Mr. F-It here. So I want to know why you haven't been able to work your magic on the defense yet.
Well, defense is a lot like playing in the dirt. You get dirty, and then your mom calls you inside because she's fixed you some sandwiches. But she won't let your friend stay because he keeps hitting the dog with the fly swatter. So your dog hates him, and you can't get the ketchup lid off.
All right, wait, listen. Listen. Let's keep on track here. I'm having a hard time following you there. Why? Look, just this was kind of a bad idea to have you on. I should have just spoke to the Cowboy fans myself with my positivity and my organizational skills mentally. So why don't you just hang up the phone, and I'm going to send somebody by your office to push a tray of food through the slot, okay?
No good. I hope it's meatloaf day. I like meatloaf.
Hey, hang up the phone, Wade.
Right now?
Yeah, hang up the phone.
Okay.
Okay. You guys see what I'm up against here?
Yeah.
I'm up against incredible odds. So please, just be grateful as a Cowboy fan. You got a win last night. I'm telling you, it was against incredible odds. Good morning, man.
All right, we'll see you, Jerry. Thanks for that insight there.